Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, just moments ago, a dramatic shift unfolded on the House floor. Republican Thomas Massie, long considered a fiscal hawk who doesn't want to raise the deficit, switched his vote from yes to no on Trump's big bill at the very last minute. This was not just a small moment. This was a crucial shift that now has MAGA Mike Johnson scrambling on the House floor, not knowing what to do next. This came after multiple other Republicans unexpectedly voted no. We have Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, a representative who is in a very, very vulnerable district. He's in a purple district and could lose his seat, especially if he has to head into the midterms defending this. It's indefensible, and MAGA Republicans are starting to realize that. The key point that I want to make here as I walk you through this video and walk you through what's going on with this bill is that Massey's reversal comes at a moment of tension that has been spurred on by Elon Musk. Elon Musk's fingerprints are all over this stunning reversal that just happened, and let me break down exactly why. Really quickly, we've been punching back against MAGA, against the right-wing media hardcore. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. It's free, and we want to beat all of the MAGA competitors who are currently flooding the zone with lies. So Elon Musk posted on June 30th, this was, remember, 3 or 4 days ago. He said, every member of Congress who campaigned on reducing government spending and then immediately voted for the biggest debt increase in history should hang their head in shame, and they will lose their primary vote next year if it is the last thing I do on this earth. That is Elon Musk openly threatening to leverage his vast wealth, his power, and his social media platform X to primary Republicans who vote against this. Then Justin Amash said, please support Representative Thomas Massie. The establishment is working to primary him because he's a genuine fiscal conservative and opposes the big bloated scam. Elon Musk says, I will. This gets 1 million views and everyone is gushing. Thank you, says Justin Amash. Thank you for supporting Representative Thomas Massie. At this exact time, Donald Trump is attacking Thomas Massie as he always does. He says, Thomas Massie of Kentucky is not MAGA, even though he likes to say he is. Actually, MAGA doesn't want him. He also said, get this bum out of office ASAP regarding this. He's calling him a grandstander. Remember, Trump has sent out long, deranged posts about Thomas Massie. So, again, Massey's reversal comes at a moment of extraordinary political tension where Massie is in a very, very vulnerable spot in his own district. Recent polls commissioned by Trump's team apparently show Massie losing to a Trump-endorsed challenger, yet Massie doesn't care. Massie still is pushing back, and he flipped his vote. Now, here's the thing. The vote is still open. By the end of the night, who knows what's going to happen, but here's the current update we have from Aaron Parnas.
We have breaking news right now. Minutes ago, Thomas Massie, the Republican from Kentucky, just switched his vote from yes to no on this rules vote, which means that Republicans have lost 5 votes. They can only lose 3. Previously, they lost 4. Now it's up to 5. Mike Johnson has a much longer night ahead of him right now because here's the thing. They didn't expect Brian Fitzpatrick, a more moderate Republican, to vote no. He voted no, and he, according to CNN, literally ran out of the House chamber, and they're trying to figure out a way to contact him. Then Thomas Massie, which everyone expected to vote yes on this, even though he would probably vote no on the final bill, just switched his vote, and a surprise to many, from yes to no. So now Johnson previously had to flip 1 no vote. He now has to flip 2 no votes and make sure all the outstanding voters vote yes. So this is a much longer night for Republicans. Anything can happen.
It is going to be a long night for MAGA Mike Johnson indeed. I wonder if he's having a Red Bull or if he's even allowed to have caffeine past his bedtime. Either way, to continue, Maxwell Frost said, Speaker Johnson should just take the L on this vote. Most of America doesn't want this bill to pass anyways. It's both the worst and most unpopular piece of legislation in modern history. That is true. According to all polling, Fox News is getting increasingly desperate around this time. Representative Smith, a Republican Republican, is on Fox News saying any minute now this bill will pass, even though Brian Fitzgerald of Pennsylvania ran out of the room and cannot be found because he understands this bill is not only political suicide for the GOP, but a complete betrayal of the party's core promises to both rein in government spending and to help the middle and lower class. So I never thought I'd find myself side by side with Elon Musk or with Thomas Massey, but when Donald Trump is relentlessly attacking Massey, trying to publicly pressure him on Truth Social into getting this bill passed, saying, get this bum out of office, and Elon Musk is somehow now creating this new line saying, I will fund Thomas Massey, then we'll do anything not to have Medicaid slashed. Here is Representative Smith on Fox News, you know, just trying to spin.
Trace, failure is not an option. This bill will go through. It will be sent to the president's desk so that he can sign it into law on July 4th. The members that are holding out right now from not voting, they will vote for this, and we will have the votes to pass it and send it to the president's desk. The last thing those members want to do is to align themselves with the Democrats and allow the largest tax increase in the history of America to show up on every one of their constituents.
They aren't aligning themselves with Democrats. They are aligning themselves with the constituents in their districts. We have Representative Clyde of Georgia, Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Massey, Representative Self, and Spartz of Indiana. And then enter Elon Musk, the world's richest man and billionaire. Every time you say Elon Musk's name, make sure you also say Trump's largest donor. Do not let him live it down or let the Republican Party live this down. Donald Trump donor Elon Musk publicly pledged to support Massey's reelection campaign, and that signaled a seismic realignment in who was openly willing to push back. After Musk was pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into pro-Trump causes, he rapidly shifted, just like recently, this vote rapidly turned, and Massey went from yes to no. Elon Musk rapidly turned, and this seismic realignment allowed Massey to have the confidence, other Republicans to have the confidence to push back, and now the alliance between Musk and Massey is more than symbolic. Massey's holding the line. Elon Musk's fingerprints are all over this, and it represents a new resistance in the GOP. So right now, as the dust settles, Thomas Massey's switch from yes to no is likely due to the debt, but I think we can make sure we're highlighting all the terrible facets of the bill. Let's run it down very quickly, and maybe I'll go live tonight and we can do a more solid, thorough live stream. Subscribe and let me know in the comments if you want that to happen. But last time we did a live stream, we were saying the debt increase is so bad in and of itself for every generation, especially for younger generations like mine. We'll have to carry this burden for decades, but for every generation, even if you put that aside, what you find is a bill that redistributes wealth, tears Medicaid away, strips hundreds of thousands of jobs, strips green protections away, and all of this adds up to a big bullshit bill. So again, Thomas Massey's switch from yes to no is likely to reverberate, and it's a direct challenge to Trump. Right now, the vote is still open. I want to point that out. Who knows what'll happen by the end of the night if everyone will go into the back room and switch. We've seen Mike Johnson whip up votes in the back room and come out, and everybody is ready. It does happen. People do change their votes, as we saw here, but right now, there is a spark of pushback we need to capitalize on. So share this video, drop a like. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.